This is WBAA Classical. I'm Greg Kostrupa. Adam Bodoni is the director of orchestras at Purdue University. He'll be leading the Purdue Philharmonic in concert Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at the Long Center, a program that includes music by Paul Hindemith, Henry Purcell, and Sergei Prokofiev. Adam's in the studio to talk about the program. Welcome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Always a pleasure to have you here. You begin the program Saturday night with Prokofiev, but you're actually not going to be on the podium for that first piece.
I know, and it's a shame because it's such a lovely piece, and it's a piece that kids really love to play, and I think most audience members perhaps will recognize it from its use in pop culture. We have a guest conductor coming in by the name of Kirk Moss, who is the chair of the music department at the University of Northwestern in St. Paul, Minnesota. Great string pedagogue, edits many ensemble method books for high school and junior high ensembles. So I'm hoping some will recognize his name when he shows up.
Tell us which part of the Prokofiev music that he'll be conducting from Romeo and Juliet.
We'll just be doing, I believe it's the first number of the second suite, and it's entitled Montagues and Capulets. So there's this introduction, which basically sets the mood for impending doom, lots of dissonant, raucous chords in the winds and brass, and then it goes into what's called the Dance of the Knights, which is probably the most famous tune from the whole suite.
And since it is a guest conductor, you've been leading the orchestra in this piece, and he'll come in to just do some final touch-ups? Is that how it works?
That's right. So how this usually works, I've done it a few times, is I liaise with the guest conductor ahead of time just to get a sense of style. Sometimes they'll send over tempos ahead of time or preferred recordings. This conductor was very thorough, and he actually sent over preferred bowings. So everything should be ready to go as he sees fit, and then if he wants to make minor adjustments, he'll have basically a rehearsal and a half to do that.
Okay. So he'll be in town for that, Kirk Moss from St. Paul, Minnesota, and then you'll be on the podium for that next piece by Henry Purcell. It's one of the most famous pieces of the Baroque era, just a heart-wrenching lament from Dido and Aeneas. But typically there's a singer that's singing Dido's lament, but not here.
I stumbled across this romantic and luscious string arrangement by the great conductor Leopold Stokowski, and it's very moving. I put it in front of the orchestra and we played it, and it sounded fine, of course, but then we took time, one rehearsal, to actually watch what happens in the original opera when this scene happens in context. And the long and the short of it is Dido is so heartbroken by Aeneas going back to war, he follows his duty, that she takes her own life in grief, and so we watch this in context, and it was very moving in the moment, especially in today's culture of young people seeming to take their lives more often. It means a lot to us now playing it. And I said this to the orchestra, this piece was composed in basically 1680 or so. And anyone who says old art has no meaning anymore, just pull up Dido's Lament and see if that moves anybody.
And then after that, you've got a wonderful piece that Paul Hindemith wrote right after he came to the U.S., based on some great tunes by Carl Maria von Weber.
That's right. Paul Hindemith, a great scholar of all composers, particularly Bach. And so Hindemith's music has this sort of contrapuntal, layered feel, much like Bach, with a different harmonic approach than Bach's. And then he also stumbled upon some of Weber's lesser-known works in piano suites and also part of a play he staged and put those all together and into a suite. It was originally supposed to be a ballet, but the ballet plans fell through. But then he used those four separate themes and created four separate movements around it. It's essentially like a mini concerto for orchestra. Every single section of the orchestra is used to its virtuosic ends, which has been a fun challenge for us.
And with this piece, there's so many different things, including this really jazzy section.
Yeah, in the second movement, which is sort of the heart and soul of the entire four-movement suite, it's basically an extended brass jazzy chorale, which is influenced by both jazz rhythm and jazz harmony. Lots of syncopations and blue notes and things like that.
And Hindemith was really into that in the 20s in Berlin, but coming to the U.S. with this great jazz tradition must have been really fun for him.
Yeah, heyday.
Adam Bodoni directing the Purdue Philharmonic Orchestra, the program Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at the Long Center. Guest conductor Kurt Moss will lead the program with a movement from Prokofiev's ballet, music from Romeo and Juliet, and then music by Henry Purcell and Paul Hindemith. The program, as always, is free and open to the public. Adam, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Greg.
For WBAA Classical, I'm Greg Kostrupa.